that particular morning, the water there was reasonably good water for us to fish in. We've been there for many years, and the conditions unfortunately changed towards late afternoon, and being keen and desperate to catch some fish, we travelled a long way. Things sort of picked up, the swell picked up, and to probably my mistake, and that's what I'm trying to put back out there to fellow anglers, is that I didn't read the conditions properly on that day.
Right.
And that was my fault, basically. And it happens to many people. You hear of many people falling, slipping, and getting swept off, and sometimes, you know, fatal. So, and that's what happened to me, basically. The weather conditions changed. I didn't pay particular attention to the swell. It was increasing. We were calling out to each other regularly to say, watch out. You know, these ones, there's a couple of big sets coming. And unfortunately, one just got me by surprise, and that was the one that pushed me right off. And fortunately, I didn't go too far, but when I did go backward and get tossed around, some obviously received some damage to my legs and shoulder and my clothing, of course, which some people will say that the safety gear I had on probably was too heavy, and that's, looking back at it, reflecting, it's quite true. Probably shouldn't have been wearing the type of wet weather pants and boots that were joined into one, waders, as they call them. And what I did do is I did have a life jacket on. I did have a PFD that I'd purchased only the day before. So whilst that didn't go off and I was submerged but pushed back into a crevice in a rock, I believe that had I gone right off into the ocean, not been a very good swimmer at all, as my close friends will tell you, that would have definitely have saved my life. And I'm just very happy that I'm actually here to be able to tell the story and hopefully get that message across that we're trying to help save lives out there. And and supporting Wreckfish West WA, but their campaign to fish and survive. That's what I think the message we really need to get out there today is make good choices, wear a life jacket, read the water, read the conditions, so don't be silly.
Stephen, on that life jacket, so what made you get the life jacket the day before and wear it that day?
Yeah, Paula, the strange thing about that is many years ago, over 35 years ago, I'd say, we lost a cousin off the same rocks.
Right.
Unfortunately, he died. And the people that came fishing with me on that weekend had never been to that area before, bar one. And I did explain the dangers. And I thought on that Friday morning, I went to my local tackle store in Morley there, and I bought my bait. And I thought, you know, I probably should get one of those. And I walked out the shop without buying it. And I got about 10 feet, and then I turned around and went straight back in and bought it. And the
what
guy
made
in the
you
shop,
turn around?
I don't know. It was just a weird thing. I thought, be responsible.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty much, be responsible. It's only, you know, $100 or more, $140, whatever it was. Just go and do it. You've always wanted one. You should wear one. I made that decision, and I think it's the best thing I ever did.
At what point did you realise these conditions aren't good?
Yeah, look, we were fishing from the best part about 6:30 in the morning through to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, roughly, when this happened, and the conditions really started to change. And at that point, that's when I probably should have said, let's call it a day. But we're all pretty eager, you know, wanting to get that last cast in. And unfortunately, as I say, when the swell started to pick up, made the wrong choice, stayed where I was, and I was fishing on a very high rock, but very close to the water, probably about 25 feet off the water level. But out of nowhere, I only looked down for a split second to actually grab some bait. And as I looked up, Frank called out to me really loud. And as I looked up, there it was, just a massive wall of water. And it was coming at me like with force. And when it hit, it literally threw me off that rock.
Right.
And back I went and barrel rolled. And unfortunately, I copped some bad cuts and bruises and that, but that's all I got. And,
so what was it like for the other people there? Did they have to help retrieve you or how did you get out of danger?
A couple of guys there obviously just, you know, ran over to me to help me back up, and we got on a higher rock, higher ground. We lost a little bit of gear, of course, you know, things get swept off and we accept that. It was only then when I started to look down at, you know, the way that my clothing had been cut up on the rocks and that, and the bad cut to my shin on my leg, and the pain and all that didn't really come in till the day after, you know, and I took shelter overnight in Busselton at a friend's house, and then you start to feel the effects of it. And then the reality kicks in that I'm stupid. I shouldn't have been there. Should have got out a bit earlier. And clothing and what you wear is you know, very important as well. All these things need to be considered going forward. I think with the recent media coverage, the more stories that we keep hearing about these poor people that, you know, unfortunately, they've been killed or badly injured. The more we get this message out, the more we promote, you know, safe practices, the better for everyone. We often hear about a freak wave or a king wave coming through. I believe we experienced just that, a king wave or a freak wave, and it went. And literally within seconds or minutes after that, the water had turned back to its normal state, and you probably wouldn't have picked it again. To happen again. But with that, it was only about 15, 20 minutes and we pretty much packed up and out of there with whatever we had left. So,
Stephen, what have other very experienced fishermen said to you after hearing about what happened to you?
Yeah, look, a lot of Facebook and private messages that I've been receiving over the last sort of 6-7 weeks since that accident have been comments about definitely don't wear heavy waders and heavy wet weather gear when fishing like that. Yeah, sure, we don't want to get wet, but there are other forms of clothing that you can wear when fishing on rocks and in that sort of swelly conditions. Certainly not to wear waders, because if you go over, they're going to fill up with water.
And just weigh you down.
And for someone like myself that really can't swim or can't swim very, very well at all, that could be the, you know, deciding factor whether you come home or not.
So how tempting is it, you know, especially when you do love, you know, you love your fishing, how tempting is it just to try and sneak in one more, even though the conditions around you are obviously getting worse?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess we're a little bit silly in some respect, and that's where I've come to realisation that it's time to go. You need someone else or yourself. You need to make good decisions, and I think that's what I've come to. And that's why I was happy to talk with Alana at Wreckfish West and the likes of and yourselves to say, you know, stop and think about what you're actually doing. I made a mistake, but my mistake, I still had safety gear on me and around me, you know, life jacket and wet weather gear and that. But have a close look at what you really are doing and why. You know, it's just a fish. We can come back next weekend and do it again.